Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 817 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Amira, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Design Crowd. So, hey, if you're stuck for ideas on how to develop your logo or website or business cards or any other sort of images, hook up with creative minds around the world with Design Crowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So whether you're a dentist or an accountant, a photographer, DJ, or whatever, you can get the perfect custom design every time or your money back. So check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you also get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. So that's designcrowd.com. Promo code AskPat. All right, now here's today's question from Amira.
Hey, Pat, this is Amira Malak. I live in Hood River, Oregon, and I'm an art teacher. And I just want to thank you, first of all, because your book, Will It Fly, totally changed my life. I've been teaching in public schools full time for 14 years and just went to half time so I can start working on my online art education business called Art with Amira. I have a YouTube channel right now called Art with Amira, and am getting ready to create a website with paid content, paid art education modules. And my question for you is, do you recommend creating a subscription service if your content is education, or do you recommend creating online courses where you pay as you go? Thanks for any help you can offer, and thanks for this awesome service you're doing for the world. And just want to do one more offering. If you feature my question on AskPat, I will do a speed drawing for you of Back to the Future Legos. So just saying, you might want to pick me. Have an awesome day.
Hey, Amira, thank you so much for the question. And oh my gosh, thank you for that offer. I had no idea that you were going to mention that. I was actually, my kind of jaw dropped open when I was listening to your question. My team didn't even let me know like that this was going to be that. And I think they knew, because if I had done that, it would have been very easy for me to choose you. It was just based on how we normally do this. I just saw your question, not the offer. I saw it. So just want to say that also so that people aren't like, hey, Pat, if you answer my question, I'll give you this. Like, that's not a reason why I answer your question, but it is an awesome bonus, so thank you so much, Amira. I can't wait to share this with you, and this goes out at the beginning of March, so looking forward to it. But anyway, let's focus on you first. So what is better? What do you recommend, or what do I recommend? A subscription service for education, which there's many examples of that, or online courses where you pay sort of a one-time fee as you sort of learn different modules and different techniques. And there's a lot of that as well. I'm very familiar with both, both on the student end of things and also the creator end of things. And I feel like there are and is room for both in a brand. And I feel like whichever one you want to start with, you do it that way. I started with a subscription service back in 2013 called Breakthrough Blogging, where it was going to be sort of like a membership site where I was educating my audience on how to get through some of the barriers that you're going to face as a blogger and as a producer online and continually post things month over month to help people out. And that was going to be sort of a subscription service where people would pay monthly for access to brand new content that was coming out. However, I felt like that wasn't the best way for me to teach. So I decommissioned that. I actually, years later, offered everybody a refund just because I felt bad that it wasn't what I expected it to be, which was actually a really fun exercise. And then now I'm offering, as many of you know, specific courses. So I just released a course called smartfromscratch.com, which has a very specific outcome, a solution to a very specific problem. And in the art education world, I'm sure it could be done either way. So you could pay monthly to get access to new courses and content that Amira comes out with. And, you know, you can kind of get training. And along with that typically comes some sort of community, which is also fun. And you kind of get people to stick around and continue paying month over month, whether they consume new content or not, because they like the community. And so there's it feels more like a membership. It feels more like a community with a subscription service like that as well. Plus, they would likely be getting some kind of access to you, perhaps in office hours or live sessions of some kind, webinars, if you will. That's sort of standard. In the specific online courses to solve specific problems, where you pay as you sort of want to learn specific techniques, that can work out too. And that typically for me works out much better because I teach very specific solutions very well. And I feel like that's a better way for me to deliver content. And also I feel like with that, when people pay for it, they know what they're going to get. It wasn't very clear what the outcome was when you subscribed to and paid for Breakthrough Blogging versus, hey, if you pay for Smart From Scratch, you're going to be able to validate an idea and even get some of your first customers. If you pay for a podcasting course, it's going to be about podcasting and you'll have your podcast set up. If you pay for affiliate marketing course, you're going to have money coming in from your very first affiliate product. And I don't have those courses yet available, but those are coming in the future. But see, you can see it's very clear for the buyer and for me what needs to happen. With a subscription service, there is the overhead that goes into, okay, making sure people stick around. There's churn, there's people leaving, there's credit cards declining after a certain period of time. So that's a part of it too. There isn't any right or wrong answer. I feel like it is dependent on how you best like to teach and what it is that you want to create. Do you want to create really a thriving community that is paying month over month to get access to Amira's stuff or your stuff? Or do you want to pay, or do you want to have people pay sort of one-time fees and then you can sort of combine a lot of those products down the road? Yeah, you could just offer both and try it out and see what happens. So there is no right or wrong answer. It just depends on what you want to do. And like I said, I've had experience launching both. And currently I'm in the provide one solution for one particular problem camp. But, you know, I have a best friend. His name is Chris Ducker, who has youpreneur.com, who's doing a subscription service. And there's also fizzle.co. And of course, Internet Business Mastery, which is what I use to get started. And the communities in those realms are amazing. And they're a major part of keeping people going. So another thing to keep in mind is with the one-off courses, you just create the course and then it's kind of done. And yes, you could still interact with people and even still have a community there. But with a subscription service, you're going to have to, in order to justify having paying monthly, not only have potentially a community, but you're going to have to continually come out with stuff. And as, you know, looking into the future, I would say even 3 years from now, what can you imagine working better for you and the kind of lifestyle that you want and what you want to do? So, Amir, some things to think about, but I just want to, again, thank you so much for your question. Whether you provide that quick sketch or not, it doesn't matter to me. I just love that you offer that. So thank you so much. And then also, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. So thank you. We will reach out to you very soon to collect your information so we can send that to you free of charge, like we do with everybody who gets their question featured here on the show. So if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, Pat, I have a question, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, or you can go to Ask Pat Live, which happens Friday at 1:30 p.m. This is every Friday on my Facebook page at facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. We've had thousands of people watch every week, and it's awesome. And I'm able to answer your questions sort of rapid fire. I don't offer a t-shirt to everybody, but I do offer shirts and giveaways at the end to some random people who come on and watch live with me. So check it out. facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. And again, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Here's a quote to finish off the day. As always, this is from R.E. Shea. And that quote is, depend on the rabbit's foot, if you will. But remember, it didn't work for the rabbit. That's interesting. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.